His what?
Brother, you know, and a family. She's, I think she's the lightest one. And it was because of something, some grandparent or something. But anyway, my brother is nowhere. Like I said, he's my color, maybe just a shade or two lighter than I am. I mean, he's considered brown, you know. And, just look at her. It's nothing to tell you, nothing. No features, no bone structures, nothing to tell you. Hair.
That's funny. There's a woman in Dallas who's done, well, she's pretty well off, you know, financially. She's done a lot of philanthropic work, you know, and donated money to stuff. And everybody thinks she's black. And I went to see her, you know, for one of these interviews.
Mm-hmm.
And I got there and I thought, boy, she sure is light. And after a while, you know, we're talking about it, and she told me, and she sounded black.
Mm-hmm.
You know, her speech sounded black, and she told me that she, like her mother was French or something, mm-hmm. her father was just white,
mm-hmm.
and so she's all white. But her parents died when she was real young, and she was raised by a black family,
mm-hmm.
and she lives in the black community,
mm-hmm.
like right in the middle of the big black community mm-hmm. in Dallas, and. She's sort of passing for black instead of passing for white.
And that's strange. Now that's you seldom see that. Where,
And she'll tell you she's white, but she'd rather be identified with a black community.
That's strange, isn't it?
Yeah, it was a real interesting case.
I'd like to see that because I've always wondered about it. Because you know it goes both ways. But you always hear of and see of more of the other way, you know, toward the. But I know that it has to go the other way. It just can't be one. You know. Because I've seen some people that look like that to me, and they were just white, and you knew it. But just looking at them, you know, you knew something. But I never did know them close enough to get into mm-hmm. it.
This lady's real well known. There's a school named after
her. Really?
Yeah, there sure is. It's a great school. It's a black grade school.
Mm-hmm.
Dominantly black.
Uh-huh.
But okay, let's see. Meanwhile, back to the questionnaire.
Mm-hmm.
How would you address if you, assuming that you worked for a man?
Mm-hmm.
How would you address him when you talk to him?
Mister.
Okay, somebody who lives out in the country and who doesn't know anything about town ways and he's conspicuous when he gets to town, of himself he might say, oh, I don't know anything about city ways, I'm just an old
country boy.
Okay, now would that be either black or white?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Okay, what are some other names for somebody like that?
Somebody who's country.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think that's about the biggest word that I mean to describe
uh-huh.
a person like that. I think I probably heard it expressed in other ways in different sections. But I just can't get it together right now.
Uh-huh. Okay. But I was going to ask you, have you heard the term Hoosier to mean somebody like that?
No, I'm not familiar with that at all. No.
Okay. Let's see. Say you're at a party and you look at your watch and you see it's after 11:30
mm-hmm.
at night. And you say, well, we better be getting home. It's midnight.
Almost midnight.
Okay. And you might say, this ice is hard to walk on. I managed to keep my balance, but I fell 3 or 4 times.
Almost fell or nearly fell.
Okay. If somebody's waiting for you to get ready to go with them someplace, he might call to you, hey, will you be ready pretty soon? And you might say, I'll be with you in
a few minutes.
Okay. Or
just a minute.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Say that you're going somewhere and you know you're on the right road, but you aren't sure of the distance. So you might stop somebody and say, how is it to Oklahoma City?
How much farther is it?